This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
That confused look on my face. It's the lighting. I don't get it. That's why I don't do cameras. I do radio. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for thanks for joining us for another session. I think it's a session of sanity. I don't know what you think it is. To me, it feels like a session of sanity. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe. 855. 732-5563. I have somebody who just loves GIFs. I still can't figure out how to put a GIF up. Don't send me directions because I won't read them and I won't get it. Okay? So just deal with it. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you by my side. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Couple of reasons. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We can have all kinds of fun up there. And you need to buy the book. I've been working on this book for 7 years for you guys. Well, for me too. Okay? And I think you'll enjoy it. And I think you'll like reading it. I've already had a few people give me some input on it. Actually, I had a lot of people give me input on it before we started. And before I started with it. And, I just got to get involved, people. And you don't have to necessarily write a book, but you got to get involved. You got to help us push the message. If you have been listening to the upper Democrats, you know, the Democrats in leadership, if that's, I don't even know if you can call it that, but if that's what you want to call it, the Dems in leadership, you're going to see how delusional they are. And I was going down a road writing one story this weekend, and I decided after really seeing what these guys are saying, or hearing, I'm sorry, not seeing, hearing what these guys were saying, I'm thinking to myself, my God, if this is how they think, we're in trouble. So I got plenty of cuts from speeches time. I'm going to have some fun in this first hour on how delusional the Democrats are. Not all of them. But I want you to head over to the website, head over to the store. If you buy the book from me from the store, I will, if you want me to, I'll sign it, send it. And you'll save a few bucks. Name of the book is Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right, I'm all of the above. Right-wing, Bible-thumping, like, I know I'm not an in-your-face. I don't beat you up with the Bible. I try to live by biblical principle. But, you know, it's time. It's not even time for PC to start to die. It is time for PC to die. It just needs to die. And maybe some of you are afraid. You don't know really what to call things. You don't know really. The book is based on some of the stories I've written and the conversations I've had with other people, including Democrats. I don't know of too many Democrats close to me, you know, that I'm friends with, that are surprised that Donald Trump won. And I'm not joking you. They are not surprised. They're like, really? Look who we gave you. They even knew they couldn't give us anybody to cozy up to, if you would. Right? And here's a surprise. Not really. Guess what's happened to the Clinton Foundation? And I don't even mean from the Justice Department. Before I get started on my other side of this. Right? The did anybody call this last week? Did anybody bet on this? That's what I want to know. Right? Donations to the Clinton Foundation have plummeted since Hillary Clinton's failed presidential run. They've got nothing left. The nonprofit organization's latest tax filing show contributions fell 37% to $108 million, down from $172 million in 2014. Right? When she left the State Department, it took a little bit of a nosedive. Right? See, let me see. Her departure also meant that the revenue brought in by paid speech plunged from $3.6 million in 2014 to just $350,000. You know, you're going to see this foundation is going to have to go away. And then it's going to be proof positive that the only reason it was even around, the only reason it got any recognition was because Hillary had something to offer. You know, and Billy Bob's features haven't gotten any better. And then, I don't know if you guys saw this over the weekend. That's why I'm having some fun with some of this stuff. Obama over the weekend said, I don't know why we even care. I know. I shouldn't care either. He bragged about a scandal. You ready for this? A scandal-free administration. Now, I know some of you get upset with me when I talk like this, but does anybody know how much crack you have to smoke to live in that kind of a fantasy land? There's got to be a number, right? Anybody got that number? I mean, really, the writer says that to say that Barack Obama's administration has been scandal-free, it's like saying the Cleveland Browns are going to win the Super Bowl this season. Hey, I'm not a sports guy, so I don't even know what that means. But, the Browns are 0-11? Okay. Now, while in Peru in his farewell tour, why did he do a farewell tour? Like, anybody cares? I mean, they were protesting him in Europe. In other parts of the world. Think about it. The first year, they were bowing down like he was a god. Serious. Yes. So here's the deal, because I just got a couple of messages. And I'll put this up. If you order from the website, I will sign it before I say. You don't even have to ask me. If you go to the Real Side website, and you go to the store and you order the book from the store, I will sign it and send it to you. If you got a special thing you want on there, I will not be signing Love Always Joe, okay? But if you got something special you want on there, more than happy to do it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, we are going to deal with the deafness and the dementia of the Democrats. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Okay, so for you real old farts out there, does that sound like a... Like, remember when you used to have the little 45 records? You just start spinning it like crazy. Remember that? I always thought that was hilarious. You know? Really. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back to it. I love this stuff. I know it's sick. Ain't it? It's really sick, but I love this stuff. I love hypocrisy, especially when they're looking you right in the face like, and they're serious. It's not even like they're serious. They are serious. And you can't do anything but laugh at them, can't you? I mean, can you? Seriously? So the first one I want to do for you, I'm going to play this. Let's see if she can. So this is somebody actually sent me this. and actually made the mistake of saying, Joe, what do you think about this? There's a loaded question. There's something that'll do nothing but get you in trouble. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I look at this stuff, and it makes me crazy because there's no reason, especially when it comes to the Dems. I don't know how they don't see this. Maybe it is a sickness. I'm not saying that. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't have the degree.
It's with the broadest of hateful brushes. I'm tired of pretending like it's somehow reasonable.
All right, let me tell you. Okay, so this comes from a Democrat site. What is this called? Occupy Democrat, right? And, you know, you see a lot of crazy stuff come off that site. And we're supposed to believe all that, right? Because these people, serious. She has got the most condescending look on her face. She's got the most condescending look on her face. Like, we're all idiots, and they're the smartest ones in the room. And they still believe that. They still believe that they're the smartest ones in the room. Chuck Schumer, I'm going to play you the clip in a little while. Chuck Schumer actually said that the reason Trump won was because he ran on Democrat principles. Seriously. Come on. Again, I ask, how much crack does it take to believe that? Actually, it's going to take more crack to say it, don't you think?
I am so damn tired of trying to see it from the other side. I'm trying to discuss nuance while they paint us and our candidates with the broadest of hateful brushes. I'm tired of pretending like it's somehow reasonable to teach creationism in public schools with my tax dollars while you tell me that two same-sex people who love each other getting married somehow threatens your marriage. You voted for Trump.
Now, I love this because one has to do with religion and one has to do with education. So she's already confused me in trying to tie all this together, right?
I am tired of trying to see things your way while you sit in your holier-than-thou churches / white power meetups refusing to see things.
With my white power meetings at church, huh? So what would she call the black churches sitting in that were spouting the same thing the white folk? You know, in California, same-sex marriage failed twice. It failed as a law, and it failed as a constitutional. I should say that came out wrong. The voters, not the legislature, but the voters voted against same-sex marriage twice. They voted against it once as a law and once as a constitutional amendment. And the black community came out in high numbers against it. I don't mean like high numbers of 27. I mean like in the 60s and 70 percentile. Black voters tend to be very conservative when it comes to things like this. Hispanic voters tend to be very conservative when it comes to things like this. So don't give me this holier-than-thou attitude. I mean, she is exactly, in my mind, what the mainstream Dems look and sound like. She is a condescending little twerp. And if you see the thing, I put it up on my Facebook page. If you see it, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Same-sex people who love each other getting married somehow threatens your marriage. You voted for Trump. I am tired of trying to see things your way while you sit in your holier-than-thou.
No. You've been shoving down our throats for years. From the time you took over with Mr. Obama, and I do mean took over, okay, you've been trying to get us not to see it your way. We better see it your way or there's something sticking our heads. You are the people that are pushing, and I've done these stories. You go back and look them up. I'm not doing your homework for you. You are the people that say that somebody like me that believes in an entity that you can't touch, feel, or squeeze, that there's something wrong in my head. If I believe in a God, if I believe in a supreme being that's involved in my life, I need psychiatric care. But you are above everything. The whole country, you know, this is why, thank God for the Electoral College. The country as a whole turned you down. They're not in line with you. The Democrats, not the Republicans, the Democrat rank and file in very large numbers say you are disconnected from them. Yes, yes. That the Democratic Party has left them. This isn't Joe Messina's numbers, yours.
Now churches / white power meetups refusing to see things mine. Did I just lump you in with white supremacists? No. You did that to yourselves. You voted for the same candidate as the KKK. You voted for...
Yeah, see? Well, no, here.
...candidate endorsed by the KKK.
A lie! They love to lie. They're so comfortable with that lie zone. That's what we'll call it, the lie zone. They're so comfortable in the lie zone that this comes like this. Is it? Am I the only one that's scared that this comes so easy to her? Am I it? Because what scares me is the way that rolls off of her tongue like it doesn't mean anything. like it's gospel truth. How did we get the... Because a guy endorses our... Let me tell you what, lady. Your candidate, Hillary Clinton, said that one of the leaders of the KKK was her mentor. But you'll never say that because it would bring you down to the level of having a problem, having a flaw. They have forgotten all these problems. I shouldn't say that. That's a lie. They haven't forgotten them. They refuse to acknowledge them now. They simply refuse to acknowledge them. That's disingenuous. It's dishonest. Is that what your party's made up of? You just throw the stuff out there? And as your illustrious Lord and Savior, Nancy Pelosi, said, that any one of your blue-collar workers that votes for a Republican, now she didn't use the exact words, what she said was those people that are voting for Trump, those low IQ, low-informed, low-educated voters that are working for Trump, voting for Trump, you want to know why you missed your... Because what you just said to them, Nancy, if I may call you Nancy, I don't really care if I can, I'm going to. You just looked at your base and said, listen, you bunch of ignorant idiots. If you even think about voting for Donald Trump, it'll actually show what a moron you actually are. That's what she said to them. This was the base you just alienated. You've done nothing for them for 60 years. Nothing. And I do mean that. Nothing. You've made it sound good. Elijah Cummings, he showed up when CVS was on fire in Baltimore. That was his district, his area. Nobody went back? He went back recently to get votes again. Hadn't been there since. Hasn't got any money sent to them. Hasn't got them cleaned up at all. And he wanted reelected. And you, the people who put it back in, you are a bunch of fools. It has nothing to do with your level of education. It has to do with your level of ignorance. Go figure that one out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back. I got to listen to more of her on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Please answer the question.
We are back. That's kind of chill out music, but it ain't really chilling conversation, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spent with me. Look, head over to the website. I can't even see that. All right, so head over to the website. Yeah, you know, if I could afford a cameraman, I get one. He could just focus in on it. And pick up your book. Pick up the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's a book I've written, just finished recently. And I think it's a major league. I personally believe, I know I'm talking about myself here, but I personally believe it is a major, major dose of common sense. And may even give you the guts, the ability, the ammunition to be able to go out and speak to people around you in such a fashion to where you might be able to get them to change their mind. I don't know. You might tee them off even more, but you might be able to get them to change their mind. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, if you have any questions, comments, or something you want me to get into. Live Facebook feed, live on the website. We are live all over the place. No, ain't no death going on this show. So there was a piece put out by Occupy Democrats. And, you know, I blow by those things usually. But this one here, it had a title of what everyone who voted for Trump needs to hear. Well, here's the thing. She has got that same poisonous mindset. Can you tell I'm wound up about this? I've been listening for days. For days. I've been listening to Democrats say, you know, how they're not gonna approve Trump's choices because they're too conservative, they're too this, they're too that. Go, hello, you lost. Your policies lost, your foundations lost, the way you approach government lost. You lost. People don't want to do government your way anymore. So if you think that you've got a handle on what the people want, you lost. You were wrong. And you didn't just lose. You lost. You got spanked. You got rolled in the dirt. You lost 35 governorships in ours. 33. And I'm not saying that makes it great. I'm not saying that because Republicans are in there means everything's going to be hunky-dory. I don't believe that for a minute. Here's what I do believe. You lost because you don't care about the middle class anymore. You lost because you don't care about the people in the inner cities anymore. And you, I mean, the only people you care about are the ones who could live in a Trump Tower. Those really are the people you Dems care about anymore. And the proof is if you look where you took the vote. You know, if Hillary Clinton didn't get California, there's no way for her not to get California. Let's just be honest about it. All the loons live out here. Okay? She's won, or she's up by 1.5 million votes, right? She got 33.5 million votes in California. It's a gimme. The state's whacked. When he builds the wall, I hope he comes up the side where California and Nevada come together. You understand? I hope he includes that in the wall. Anyway, back to this. Yeah, because I could go off on that for hours. So I started listening to this and going, my God, listen to the lies in a 3-minute video. I can't imagine lying that much. I don't care how bad I want something. I couldn't imagine lying this much.
For the rest of your life, you have to know that you voted the same way as the KKK. Does that feel good to you? Here's a hint. It really
should. You know what feels good to me? Is knowing that I'm smart enough to know that you're lying. That's what I feel good about. I feel good to know that you're sitting there spewing bullpuckies, okay? And you think you're so smart. You think you're above it all. And this is the exact look on your face. It's the exact attitude. I love saying this lately. The look on your face, that smug look, that holier-than-thou, better-than-you look, is the reason you lost. Ooh, I should get a sign. You think, should I get a sign behind me? It says, you lost. What do you think?
Shouldn't, especially if you call yourself a Christian. I'm tired of pussy.
Yeah, she hasn't said one Christian thing yet. Especially if you call yourself a Christian. Because I haven't heard, so the KKK apparently endorsed Trump, the KKK, okay? Again, not a word about her candidate who said that a an elder, if you would, a lover of the KKK, someone who helped build the KKK, was her mentor. Not a word, because they're cowards and they're hypocrites.
Putting around what offends your morals while couching what offends mine. Because racism and homophobia and misogyny and xenophobia offend me.
See, what have I been telling you guys for years? All they know is how to throw out names. They mean nothing. They have made words of no effect. When a Dem calls me a racist, I look and smile. You know why? Because I know they're lying. It's all they got. It's that low IQ, that low information person that thinks if they're going to throw names at you, and they've done it, look what they've done to our young people. I didn't expect to spend the whole hour doing this, but I'm wound up, as you can tell. Look what they've done to our young people, okay? Our young people cry over being, come on, everybody, white. That's right. They made them feel guilty about being white. So they got them to that point where everything and anything, you know, God bless our Vietnam vets. God bless our World War II vets. I mean, God bless our vets, our strong vets who were tortured, who were beaten. And I'm not saying this is a good thing. Please don't get me wrong, okay? But look at what those guys went through, and they gave up nothing. Now we've got a group. We've got a whole generation coming up. I call them the speed bump generation. That's how easily they're thwarted. That's how easily you can stop them. And then, oh my God, she called me a racist. She called me a homophobe. Since when did not liking something equate to being afraid of something? And you conservatives, you've let them get away with this. What is wrong with you people? Instead of being on Facebook, and I'm good with you being on Facebook during the show, don't get me wrong. But instead of being on Facebook, right? Get out there, and when you hear somebody, you're in a conversation, and they call you a homophobe or a xenophobe or whatever phobe, look at them and go, no, I'm not afraid of homosexuality. I'm not afraid of two gay people. I'm not afraid of a gay couple getting married. I'm not afraid. I'm against it. There's a difference. So by that, and I've said this before, by that same token, you are Christophobes, aren't you? You who hate, who don't like and don't agree with me as a Christian, don't believe in my God, don't believe in my right to believe the way I want to believe. You are a Christophobe. You are exactly. You have the same basic fear and foundation that I have. So I'm kind of confused here. You're the only one that gets to call it out? See, I would have been fine without that smug, holier-than-thou look on her face. I would have just said she's just another one of those yo-hos. But she really believes, because she's educated, she knows better than the rest of us. That's what's tearing our country apart, not all this other garbage that they keep throwing in there. Anyway, let me get to this. I'm only a minute into this thing.
Mine. Let me say it right here. If you voted for Trump, I do think you're a racist. I do think you're homophobic. I do think you're a misogynist.
There's only one problem, lady. I don't care what you think. I'm having fun with your ignorance. Yeah, I'll say it right out loud. I'm having fun with your ignorance and your hate. Think about what you're saying to half of America. Think of what you're saying to 50-some-odd million people. You're actually calling them. And you know what? You are the same person that if Hillary Clinton got in and one of us said something negative about something she did, it would have been because she's a woman. You are dishonest, disingenuous, and for all intents and purposes, you're nothing more than a liar and a fearmonger. How do you like that?
Racism and homophobia and misogyny are all a spectrum, and you're on it. Don't like getting painted with the broad brush of racism? Now you know what it feels like when you get told that you want to rip a baby out of a mother's womb at 9 months, when that's not what happens. That's never what happens.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that. Let me hear. What happens?
I tried to be polite, but now I just don't give a damn, because let's be honest.
Look, so she can't tell you. She can tell. She'll throw it out there. Yeah, actually, body parts are pulled apart, lady. This video. This tape, these doctors who've done it, who have now grown a conscience and said, I'm not going to do it anymore because this is what happens. Again, lies. Nothing. That's all they have. All they have is lies.
We don't live in polite America anymore. We live in grab 'em by the pussy America now. So thank you for that. Being polite was exhausting. And don't come at me with how you just didn't like Hillary. This was bigger than Hillary. This wasn't your standard, I just want lower taxes and smaller government Republican. We had Germans warning us that this guy was scary. And still, you cried emails or...
Oh, and we have Germans warning us that the refugees are scary. The refugees are wrong. But you don't care about that. See, this is a self-serving, one-sided argument. She doesn't care about us. She doesn't care about America. She only cares, this woman here, only cares that her party is in power. That's it. She is the root problem of what we have going on in this country today. It's not a Democrat or Republican country. We are Americans. Now, some of you don't like that. Listen, my dad, okay, some of my family are Democrats. They are sane, and I'm not just saying it because it's my family, because I got some insane people in the family, too. They are sane people. They are good people. They are loving people. They come at it a little differently than I do. But I will tell you what, most of my family, they're on the East Coast, even though registered as Democrats, talk more, vote more, and act more like Republicans. You know why? Because they're Americans. We have forgotten that. Can we stop doing that? All right. I got to go take a chill. I'll be right back. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Oh, go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you'll be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Didn't get away with this song today, did you? We are back. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, if you want to, you know, I'm remiss. Thank some of you guys send me stuff. And if I could change the picture and show you, I don't know if I can, but and I do appreciate it. I do appreciate the stuff that you send me. I get the biggest kick out of it. Some of you send me these little, can you see them on the desk? Let me see. All right, moved them into the picture. So you might be able to see them on the desk. I got, for some of you old timers, I got Gumby and Pokey down there. I've got Mr. Bill. We've got the Animaniacs. And then somebody sent me two stuffed animals. They were donkey as I lovingly refer to it as a jackass and a elephant. And that kind of stuff. So I get a kick out of it. I'll put it up here. I'll play. I like playing around. I like being lighthearted. You can't be serious all the time, people. You're going to make yourself crazy. We got to have some lighthearted moments. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always, 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 always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I do appreciate it. If you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Be more than happy to try to do what you asked me to do. Next hour, Kimberly Moran's going to join me like she does, all wound up. She's She covers New Hampshire, New England for us, and she's a great writer and got her finger on the pulse of what's going on. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the Muslims demand locals don't walk dogs in public because it violates Sharia law and it disrespects them. Well, you know, I got a lot to say about that, as you can imagine. So we'll talk about that in the next hour. Anyhow, I do want to get back to this person. We'll see if we can figure this out. Finish this up real quick. So we got a 10-minute segment. Let's see if I get through a minute and a half. You think I can do it? Who wants to bet on this? I'm not willing to take the bet because I don't think I can do it, but we're going to try anyway.
Benghazi or that voice. And so there's been mountains of evidence proving that nothing that you think Hillary did was that big of a deal or even true. Some of the finest minds in the world have...
You see, a mountain of evidence that says that she did was true. See, but there's people buying this garbage. There's people buying... This video has been seen 14 million times, people. So there are Dems out there buying this garbage. There was plenty of evidence, plenty of truth. And they live in this mindset. This comes down from Obama. They've got this mindset as long as they keep ignoring it, as long as they keep saying it wasn't true. You know, say it's not true, say it's not true, say it long enough, and people will believe it. Your people will buy it. Your people will believe it.
On you graphs and charts proving that no crimes were actually committed, and you were either too dumb or too willfully ignorant to care. And if you really cared about crimes, you'd care about any of the three pending against your candidate. Take your pick. I'd start with the rape of the 13-year-old girl, but if you voted for Trump, you probably don't care much what happened.
Yeah, except that all of those have been dropped, lady. See, you're not interested in the truth. She isn't interested in the truth. As long as you have that as your foundation when you're listening to this, then this is nothing more than, you know, I don't even know, a waste of 3 minutes of your life.
Comes to women. Doesn't matter anyway. She received so many death threats from your political peers that she dropped the charges. But ask me again when more women don't come forward.
Don't you love that? So the only reason these people dropped the charges is because there was pressure from people around them. Really? So you mean the $500,000 that Gloria Allred paid the porno queen to come out and say that she was sexually assaulted by Trump, or not sexually assaulted, but groped. Right, so the porn queen was groped by Trump, but it took $500,000 to give her the guts to say it. It also took the fact that she was launching her website the day she said it, and two of her new porn flicks. But see, that was the perfect storm for her. That's what got her to come out and speak. That's what gave her the courage necessary. Now, with these jackwagons, though, again, I'm going to beat this up because they need it, and they need it in their faces, okay? The women that Bill Clinton did rape, that he did sexually assault, that he did abuse, and ones that he had to pay off to go away. Now you can say, well, that wasn't the candidate. You're right. You're exactly right. But the wife put up with it. The wife defended him. And the wife called him what? Sluts, bimbos, gold diggers? See, they can't find reality. Reality so eludes them. You're put there. I used to have a saying. You can put truth in the bag, in a brown paper bag. You can market truth. You can staple it closed. You can put it in both of their hands. They still wouldn't know what to do with it.
And speaking of smaller government and lower taxes, enjoy not getting mine. If Trump actually does what he says he's going to do, then your petty backward state and your small angry towns can pay for your own schools to not educate your children. I live in California, the largest economy in the United States and the sixth largest in the world. We'll be fine.
No, we won't. Honey, we're already in trouble, and you're lying. We already have problems. We've got some of the worst. Our kids graduate, they almost have, from this state, they almost, what is it, 60-some-odd percent of them have to have remedial math or English when they go to other colleges in other parts of the country. She's lying. LAUSD has one of the highest dropout rates there is. She's lying. This is the stuff I'm saying. California won't be okay. And California just got two-thirds again. And you know, the reason I'm not so crazy with California getting two-thirds of the legislature for the Democrats is because you know what happens to them? They get impeached or they get indicted. That's right. They get indicted. That's how they lose the two-thirds. They get voted in. They convince people they need to be voted in, and then they get indicted. Think about this. No, the schools are not doing great here, lady. You're telling a lie again.
But have fun affording all those children. Your health insurance won't pay for your birth control to prevent. I'm just kidding. You're not going to have...
Yeah, I love that, too. That's always good. Right, because it's the state's responsibility to make sure that you don't get pregnant. And if you do, it's the state's responsibility to make sure you get rid of it. Don't worry about it. We'll take care... That's the Dem motto. Don't worry about it. We'll change your diaper. How's that? The new model for the Democratic Party.
Insurance. Won't that be just great again? The truth is that for those of us on this side, there is no when all this is over. Things are just getting started. We think last Wednesday was bad. We don't know what bad is yet. This isn't something you get over. This is something you endure. We are going to face attacks on every right we fought.
Yeah, I know. You know, now you'll know how we felt, won't you? Now you know how we felt the day after. Here's the difference between us and you. Do you know what happened after I was devastated the night Mr. Obama won? Oh, you know, the feeling, that sinking feeling I had when he won. Do you know what happened the next day? I went to work. That's how I protested. I protested by going to work to pay my bills, to feed my family. That's how I protested. I didn't pry it. I protested by going to work. That's it. There's a novel idea.
The last 60 years to gain. The deck is so stacked against us, we may not win. The best we can hope for is gridlock. And that's just nationally. Internationally, who the fuck knows what this lunatic is going to do?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I apologize. I went through the whole thing and I didn't hear that. So we'll kill it here because I don't know what else she might have said. But this is the stuff that makes me... There's no reason for this. There is no reason for this at all. Right? Because... If people would just pay attention to what she's saying, no, it's one thing to have your ideology. It's one thing to have your perception of what took place. But there's a reality behind that. Two-thirds of what she said, I'm going to go further than that, 92% of what she said had no basis of truth in it at all. None whatsoever. There are some things that have semblance of truth in them, but overall they weren't true at all. And that's what you're fighting. But we've let them get away with this for so long, they almost feel entitled. They have come out of this election. They have lost. The Republicans have taken 35 states. The Republicans have taken 33 full houses. And other legislators and legislatures and other bodies. And the best thing that they can come up with is it was the letter from Director Comey that lost the election. It was all the lies that people told on Trump. Remember, they were all excited about this. They thought they had this, right? They can talk about the popular vote all they want to. Here's the problem with the popular vote. It doesn't win an election. It really, but that's what it boils down to. It doesn't win an election. And they were sure they were going to lose that popular vote. Sure that they were going to lose that popular vote to, Donald Trump, that he was going to get it. And they were touting it was the Electoral College that was going to carry them through. Can't have it always. And it's what I've been saying all year long. It's not equality they want. They don't want to listen to your way. They're not interested in any of that. They want total control. Until you think like them, till you act like them, till you do things the way they want you to do things, you're wrong. And that's around every corner. There is no give and take. Remember, any part of that, they have a word for any part of that equation that you don't line up with, right? Xenophobe, homophobe, I don't even know. There's so many of them, I can't keep up with them. Go look up microaggressions. You'll find them all. They come up with stuff like microaggressions. And the other thing we're going to do on the other side, in the next hour, we're going to talk about that college that doesn't allow you to have American flags on there. So my attitude is that if they won't allow you to have an American flag because it's offensive, they shouldn't pay you in American money. How's that? All right, so if you're watching live anywhere, you know at the top of the hour we do a reset, so you'll have to come back, take a look. If you're listening to the show on terrestrial radio, wonderful, stay with it because we're probably still on. Check out the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can find a station, find the time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Moran joins me in the next hour. Don't go far.